You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
I just want to tell you, today must be one of those days that's going to be an amazing day. Because, amen. Amen. Somebody wants to clap to that. You've been in a season, in a week, that you just want to receive that word. How many want to receive that word? That this is your day. This is going to be a God moment for you. Well, we were getting ready for service, and all out of a sudden, my one keyboard just completely crashed right before service. So I said, it's going to be a good day today. It's going to be a good day. Anytime the enemy's acting up, I know it's going to be a good day. So thank you so much, all those last week that gave to Puerto Rico and the relief effort. There's so many people to touch still. So thank you so much for your generosity of faith and your generosity of prayers that have come forth. And the people down there definitely need it. There's so many people that are hurting in this time. It's important that we just stay in prayer and as the body of Christ do everything that we can. Last week we started a series on moving mountains. And there's something so powerful when we talk about faith. And we talk about the activation of faith in our life. And that's really what we want to look at during this season is this powerful topic of faith and what that looks like for us right now. And I want to start in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 23, if you'll go there with me. And it's the story with Jesus in the storm. Now, if you didn't hear last week, please go get the podcast. You can listen to it. But we're building upon that place. But Jesus, in this story, he's in a storm with the disciples. So it says, when he got in the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with waves. But Jesus himself was asleep. And they came to him and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you men of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. The men were amazed and said, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and sea obey?" The first thing that I'd like to recognize about this story is that there's a storm. There's a storm going. We're no stranger to storms, especially in this hurricane season. We've seen a lot, I believe, more storms than we've seen in a while. That's a natural implication of what's really going on in the spirit, that there's a lot of storms going on. And Jesus was in a storm. And I believe you and I, we're going to continue to see storms in our lives. There will always be a storm. Look at somebody and say, there will always be a storm. Storms are going to happen. You can have a no storm policy in your life. You can say, I don't do storms. Storms are not my thing. I'm not in the mood for a storm. But it doesn't matter. Storms are going to happen. Storms will come. Even Jesus was in a storm. So Jesus is in the storm. The disciples are in the storm. And it's important to understand this. The scripture says that no weapon formed against you will prosper. It doesn't say that there will never be an enemy. There will never be a weapon. There will never be a battle. It's just saying at the end of the day, you're going to win. At the end of the day, you're going to win. So it's not that there's not going to be storms in your life. It's not that there's not going to be battles in your life. It's just at the end of the day, you're going to win. If you can, just move in a little bit and we'll make room for everybody. That's what it says in Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And I know that there are challenges that are going on. There are challenges that are going on in our communities. There are challenges that are going on in our families. And we have to know that storms will come. Christians walk. Sometimes we have this assumption that it's always going to be peaceful. Why do we think that? Why do we think that it's always going to be peaceful? You know, God never promised that our life was going to always be peaceful. He promised us an inner peace. But I think we have to remind ourselves of the true reality of the fact that we're at war. We're at war with an adversary. There's an enemy of our soul. There's an enemy of our family. There's an enemy of our community. There's an enemy of our church. There's an enemy of our nation. Amen. And so we can have that peace within us, but we have to understand right now we're in a war zone. The life of a believer will not always be peaceful, but it will be productive. When we look at what Jesus modeled, there were people that were against him. There were people trying to kill him. There were people trying to discredit him. There were people trying to embarrass him. People trying to upstage him. So it wasn't a peaceful life that Jesus had. And Jesus made it clear. He said, I'm not trying to take you out of the world. I'm trying to give you the strength to help you go through the world. Right? So I'm trying to give you something on the inside. I'm trying to give you a peace on the inside. I'm sorry, I didn't even give you the title of the message. Quiet the Storm. Quiet the Storm. And so that's what Jesus had. Jesus had this peace on the inside. When I look at South Florida and how we just dealt with this whole hurricane season, and Irma, everybody's in upheaval, right? South Florida didn't have peace. People were about to fight over water in the grocery store, right? Come to blows, right? Lining up for gas when the cars are already almost all the way full. Just no reason. Just top it off for a third time. No peace. No peace in the storm. Just the word of a storm. And people lost their peace. What would happen if the people of God knew how to be in the midst of the storm, but in perfect peace? What does Isaiah say? Ooh, he will keep in perfect peace those who keep their minds stayed on him. That's what God wants for us. He doesn't promise us that we are going to be in an atmosphere of peace, but that the atmosphere of peace will be inside of us. I think it's not only a good idea, I think it's necessary because we know that storms will come. Waves are going to come over the ship. It's going to look like the ship's going down several times. It's going to look like the family's falling apart at times. Like relationships are going to get shipwrecked at times. That's why it's so important for us to have that inner peace. And I believe that if we listen, the world is crying out, just like the disciples were, save us, Lord. Save us, Lord. We have to have the peace, not just for yourself, but God has put people around you in your life that are saying, save me. Save me. Save me. And if we're able to have the peace and have the composure to show Christ in us the hope of glory. Christ in us is the hope. Christ in us is the hope. We have to have the peace because there is a world that is crying out, save us. On the surface, it can sound a lot like a lot of things. It can sound like protests. It can sound like inequality. It can be injustice. It can be a lot of things, right? The world is crying out for somebody to have a solution. You know? protests have a place, right? But a solution is better. I believe Jesus has a solution. I believe the people of God should have a solution. Christ in us, the hope that when there's a storm in our community, when there's a storm in our nation, we can have the peace. We can have the peace to be able to walk and help people walk through the storm. The question is, can the church, can the believer stand up with an answer? Can you stand up with an answer when an answer is needed? And so we see with Jesus, he rebukes the wind. The next thing, he rebukes the wind. Disciples come, they say, save us. But he has something different in his voice, an authority in his voice. Can I tell you, not all voices are the same. There's a lot of people talking, but then there's some people that are speaking. It said that Jesus spoke to the storm. People of God, we need not to be talking and adding another opinion. There's enough of that on the TV. There's enough of that on social media. Can I tell you what our world needs? Our world needs people that have the Holy Spirit and the authority of Christ to speak to the storm with the wisdom of God. And I believe that's what God wants to give us. And Jesus models it. He stands up and he rebukes the wind. He rebukes the storm. Because the presence of Jesus is coupled with the power of Jesus. The presence of Jesus is coupled with the power of Jesus. Can I take you down this road for a second? You see, Jesus, the person, wasn't just in the boat. The power of Jesus was in the boat as well. And I tell you, if you have the true presence of Jesus with you, you have the power of Jesus as well. And so that's the thing about faith that we need to make sure that we get right. Because the world doesn't need to just hear the name of Jesus. They need to see the power behind the name of Jesus. Because you see, just a word in itself isn't enough. You have to have the full nature of the thing. The full nature of the name of Jesus is the power of Jesus. That's the problem. So often believers are presenting just Jesus in word alone. They're not presenting the power that's supposed to be coupled. The reason why the disciples came to us and said, save us, is because they knew that all of Jesus was in the boat. Not just the face of Jesus, not just the appearance of Jesus, but the power of Jesus, the authority of Jesus. And so, as believers, we must have the presence and the power of Jesus. When Jesus is in attendance, we have the power to speak. And this is important because a year ago we talked about in this series called Becoming a Leader. And we love that series. It's such a great series. But if you want to become a leader, a true leader, you have to do what Jesus did. And Jesus had not just the words, he had power. And he had the power to speak peace. Can I tell you that it's so important that the people of God have the ability to speak peace? That's what Jesus did. He spoke with authority and there became peace to the storm. God needs more peacemakers. You know, that's what our nation lacks right now, peacemakers. That's what our communities lack oftentimes, peacemakers. Somebody that can say something so profound and from the Spirit that it brings peace. It just makes sense. It's something that it was. It didn't come from man. It wasn't a man's idea. It was something, it was a God idea that came through a man, that came through a woman to speak peace to the storm. So God's looking for peacemakers. And this is what's so great. The end of the story is that it says that everybody in the boat, all the men were amazed. I'm sure if there were women in the boat, they would be amazed too. But the men, all the men were amazed. And so here's what happens when you step up and do what God has called you to do and be who God has called you to be. People will be amazed. What a more powerful witnessing tool is there than that? Christ in you, that is hope, that is authority, that people are like, wow, wow. You know, I think as believers, we need to put more wow back into our walk. When people hear us talk about Jesus, that we also demonstrate Jesus and people go, wow. It says that everybody in the boat was amazed. The men were amazed. And I'm going to say that in a everybody type of way. Okay, this is when I'm saying men and women. I'm talking about mankind. Men were amazed. There will be people in your path that will be amazed as you begin to move in the obedience that God has for you in this season and step out in the areas of faith that God has given you. I'm telling you that right now, prophetically, that God wants you to step out and do some things a little bit differently than you've done before. Step out and do things with a little bit more listening, hearing what God has for you. Because sometimes we step out, we get out there, and we haven't even seen what the Holy Spirit is saying. Sometimes we're talking before we've listened. Sometimes we're moving before we prayed. God wants to give us more power, more authority in our voice, more presence in our walk. And so we see that when Jesus rebukes the storm, when he speaks to the waves, there is this awe. There's this aha moment where they say, what kind of man is this? What kind of person is this that moves not just in word, but moves in authority? That's what God wants for his church. That's what God wants for every one of us. That when we open up our mouth, it's not an opinion. It's not a good idea. We have spent time in the prayer closet and we actually have a solution. Will you bow your heads with me today? With all the divisiveness that is of this day and age, and problems that need solutions, God needs a people that aren't just following the world. He needs a people that are leading the world. He needs people in his image, hearing from the Spirit and speaking to storms. This isn't the first storm. It won't be the last storm. God needs people that have the type of authority to speak. Speaking a word of wisdom and truth that will quiet divisions, quiet storms. I believe that's what God wants to stretch us into in this season. So, Father, I just pray right now for your people. God, this is a moment. God, if we just realize the moments, God, that you are taking us into and the seasons, God, that you're taking us into, and we don't just come into this moment like we come into other moments before, but realize that This is my moment. What is God saying to me today? What is God saying to me in this season? How can I be who God has called me to be? How can I step up and step into the role that God has purposed and designed for me? Lord, I just pray, Lord, for your people, God, that they would catch this and they would run with it. That they would catch this and they would run with it. That they would catch this and run with it. That you want to put something on the inside of them that will quiet storms, that will bring peace, a faith that doesn't always have to be loud, but it's got authority behind it. In that moment, Jesus, he wasn't running all over the boat. He wasn't shouting all over the place. That was a moment that it was a quiet authority. God wants to give you today a quiet authority, a firm reliance on who he is in your life and what this season is and where God is directing you and how God is leading you and how you will lead others and others will say, wow. But God, I bless your people. I thank you, Father, for them today. God, let them receive, Father, what you have for them. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Let's give God the praise today.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.